Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, you're the healer who makes all things new. Hallelujah. With God, the old becomes new. We are his sons and daughters. And I can say this with confidence. God loves us. And he loves us unconditionally. He loves us. Oh, he loves us more than we could ever imagine. He loves us more than we could ever think. He is the Lord. The Lord is our King, and he will save. The Lord is our King, and he will save. It's what God gave us this morning. And I tell you, he is our King, and he is great and greatly to be praised. There is no one, nothing, no entity on earth or in heaven or in the depths of the earth greater than God. He is that good. And we ought to say thank you. So many times we forget to tell God, thank you. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Father, for your peace. Thank you, Father, for the joy that could only come from you. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. Thank you. I'm just grateful this morning to have peace, the peace that just came from God. On yesterday, I was feeling kind of poorly. You know how the enemy will come at you to make you think you just, oh, you know you're sick. You know you don't feel good. You know you've been ripping and running. You know you've been ha, ha, ha. And I thought the devil is a lie. I'm getting ready to go on vacation. And I am not going to let the enemy take my peace. And I am not going to let the enemy take my joy. You know, I have not been obedient in using medication that I needed to use. And I was having some sniffles. The weather is going all over the place. It's up, it's down. As they say, it's been up, it's been down. It's been turned all upside down. You know, one day it's in the 50s, and then before the day is over, it's in the 90s, it's in the 80s. So you don't know what to put on. So you dress for the 50s, you got on something a little heavier. And then by the time you get off work, you're sweating because what you got on is too much for what's going on in the afternoon. So body all over the place. But I'm grateful because I feel better, I sound better, and I know that I know it is God. Hallelujah. All I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, and as we get ready to move forward this morning, all I can say is God. Give us strength. God, give us wisdom. God, give us all that we need that can only come from you. That's how good our Daddy God is. He gives us everything we need because it can only come from him. And I just want to thank God for those that were traveling on yesterday, that he got them to their destination. You know, one of our listeners, faithful listeners, actually, Tracy, is moving up and moving forward. But the enemy keeps trying to push her back, but we know that God got great things in store for her. Hallelujah. I'm believing God for a job. I'm believing God for her to be able to walk in a calling that he has given her to evangelize. I'm believing God for that part. You know, but she made it safely to some training that she's going to. My sister in Christ, Minister Shannon, Evangelist Shannon, who has been visiting with me. You know, we pray for her great-grandson who passed away, you know, born prematurely. You know, we can only pray because we know God always knows what's best. But she and her granddaughter made it safely to Wichita, Kansas this morning. And my little niece, her daughter, her granddaughter, she went to school this morning. She's like, I'm not taking another day off from school. She was in her school today, got home barely at 3 this morning, but at 6, whatever, I believe 6:05, 6:10, she was getting ready to go to her bus stop. That's how God does it. And I'm going to tell you, she's going to be alert. She's going to be ready. She's going to do what she needs to do. Hallelujah. We're going to keep her lifted because we know that God has great plans for her life. Mother Valerie has not joined us yet this morning, but as soon as she does, you know, we're just going to have her raise her hand, and we know that God has got it under control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So let us pray. Heavenly Father God, we come to you with joy, with peace, with love, with all the gifts that you have given us, God. We give them back to you, God, to be used for your kingdom, God, for your kingdom to come, God. We ask you to lead us, to guide us, to give us the strength that we need, Lord God, to persevere in time of trouble. Father God, we lift up this message. We lift up Mother Valerie, God. We lift up all those that listen faithfully. Lord, I lift up and send hugs through the spiritual realm to Mother Rita, Lord God, who has been with me since day one, God. I lift her up and ask you to continue keeping her covered in peace, God. But she loves you more than anything, God. She is a light. She always has a word to lift up and a gentle smile on her face to just put you at peace. Hallelujah, God. But she is a woman of wisdom. And Lord, she knows that she is always there, willing, ready, available, presently praying. I know she prays for me. As I pray for you, Lord God, to keep her in perfect peace. And Father God, I pray for my church family, my pastor, and all those that work in the ministry, Lord God. We are praying, Lord God, that you would send more children in to get backpacks, to not only get food for the box, but in to get food for their souls, God. Father God, we're thanking you for our new choir members. We're thanking you for everything that you are doing, God, in our ministry. We thank you for this moving forward experience where, Lord, we are reading your word from Genesis to Revelation yearly because it's so important to know the word so you don't fall for the wiles of the sneaky, lying, slimy snake. Lord God, we rebuke and rebind him and all his minions and spirits out of homes, out of, try to occupy. Let your light shine in the darkness, God. Let your light shine that they will be rebuked and bound and sent back from whence they came, never to return again. Not to bring one, not to bring two, not to bring seven with them, that they will be bound and rebuked, never to return. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let us sweep our houses clean. In Jesus' name, Lord, I lift up this word again, thanking you for increasing as we decrease. Lord God, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you are our strength, Lord, and you are our redeemer. And again, this word is lifted up in Jesus' name. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of our strength and the strength of our life. Mother Valerie has not come on yet this morning, so we are going to get started. If she comes on, she will be in the New Testament. And if she is resting, because I know she has been running a lot, we will please keep her in your prayers as well. Thanking God for our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. We have a great word from her this morning. But let us get into the word. We are in Isaiah chapter 33 through chapter 34, verse 17. We will also be in the 109th Psalm, verses 1 through 5. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 25 through 26. And 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. So get your Bible, get your Bible. This is Bible study. Woe to you who plunder, though you have not been plundered, and you who deal treacherously, though they have not dealt treacherously with you. When you cease plundering, you will be plundered. When you make an end of dealing treacherously, they will deal treacherously with you. I like to say, when I thought about this word, what goes around comes around. When you give out goodness, goodness comes back at you. When you sow those seeds of faith, of love, of kindness, or as my church say, where you will find love, peace, and joy, when you sow love, when you sow peace, when you sow joy, that's what comes back at you, love, peace, and joy. But when you sow, you sow bad, when you sow that weed, then you're going to get weeds. When you sow discontent and contention, that's what you get back. Wondering why things aren't going the way you want them to go. How have you treated your fellow man? I can't do anything but smile. This blessing must, the devil really must got mad real quick. Because I looked down and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not on the air. Because I read this word and what God told me was what goes around comes around. And the enemy got upset, going to cut me off. Because the word of God said, woe to you who plunder, though you have not been plundered. And you deal treacherously. And what I said was, if you saw this intent, this intent that you did, we got to understand, we got to love, we got to sow kindness, we got to sow peace and joy and love. Because I said, we'll find love, peace, joy. That's what we sow, and that is what we are receiving. With a beautiful life, that he is the life, and I was in the sanctuary. You know, we have been prophesied that there's an angel that watches over our church. I was in the sanctuary by myself. I was in the sanctuary. And all of a sudden, I heard wings flap. And I just knew, I felt this peace, and I knew, okay. And putting them watching over us, because I know you are an angel of us. In the and because God, angel of me, our wings flapping over my house, and it was not a bird, but it was too loud for mine. And all I could smile, do was smile as I fell asleep, knowing that God, God, my angel, watching over me.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Every morning,
hallelujah. Can you hear me now? I pray that you can. Oh, Lord, be at the noise of the trumpet, the people shall flee. When you lift yourself up, the nation shall be scattered, and your plunder shall be gathered, like the gathering of the caterpillar, as the running to and fro of locusts. He shall run upon them. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your time, and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Surely their valiant ones shall cry outside. The ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste. The traveling man ceases. He has broken the covenant. He has despised the city. He regards no man. Come on now. He regards no man. But our word for today is the Lord is our arm every morning. Our word is the Lord is our king. He will save us when you trust him. He will save you. And I say it one more time. The highways lie waste. Time is coming. The traveling man ceases. Come on. He has broken the covenant. He has despised the city. He regards no man. The earth mourns and languishes. Lebanon is shamed and shivers. Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruit. Earthquake. Now I will rise, says the Lord, and I will be exalted. Now I will lift myself up. You shall conceive chaff. You shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you, and the people shall be like the burnings of lime, like thorns. Cut up, they shall be burned in the fire. Hear you who are far off what I have done, and you who are near, acknowledge my might. We better acknowledge God. So many times we think we are in charge of something. We're not in charge of anything. God is. He says the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has seized the hypocrite. Because when you have faith, you don't walk in fear. Hallelujah. When you have faith, you don't walk in fear. Fearfulness has seized the hypocrite. Who among us shall dwell with devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burning? He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly. He who despises the gain of oppression. Who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed, and shuts his eyes from seeing evil. He will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rock. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They will see the land that is very far off. Your heart will meditate on terror. Where is the scribe? Where is he who weighs? Where is he who counts the towers? You will not see a fierce people, a people of obscure speech beyond perception, of a stammering tongue that you cannot understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our appointed feast. Your eyes see Jerusalem, a quiet home. A tabernacle that will not be taken down. Not one of its stakes will ever be removed, nor will any of its cords be broken. But there the majestic Lord will be for us. I got to say that again, verse 21. But there the majestic Lord will be for us. Got to say it one more time. But there the majestic Lord will be for us, a place of broad rivers. and streams in which no galley with oars will sail, nor majestic ships pass by. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawyer. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Can you say it with me? For the Lord is our judge. For the Lord is our lawgiver. For the Lord is our king. He will save us. I can't save anybody, not even myself. I can only lift up, look up, and give it all to God. For he is our judge. I can't judge anybody. Even though the flesh want to judge everything and everybody, I can't judge it. All I can do is give you to God. The Lord is the lawgiver. And he has told us to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Tonight, how can you, and say, and he said, Jesus said, how can you say you love God and hate your brother? Then you are a hypocrite. The Lord is our king. I'm sorry. So many times folks put pastors on pedestals. They put religious leaders on pedestals. They put politicians. They put everybody up but God. When you look and they got gold statues made for politicians and you see people walking by bowing down to it, that is idolatry. And it's supposed to be at a Christian conference. Come on now. We better understand the devil is busy and he is trying his best to knock Christians off their square. And the only thing they can think about is abortion. Abortion, abortion, and then they get the LGBTQ folks. Everybody. But nobody's talking about that adulterer. Nobody's talking about that liar and that cheat and that thief and that coveting spirit. Not talking about the folks that are doing all the things that the Lord said not to do in his word. What he said when he gave us the fruits of the spirit, he also gave us the curses. We better understand that you can't talk about one unless you're talking about the other. The adulterer who thinks they can run everything, including the house of God. Come on. Say, how many ministers have fallen because they in the world lying and cheating? And as they up there talking about the LGBTQ, you find out that they was LGBTQing on the down low. It's all A. And then you wonder why folks don't want to come into the house of God, because they see it as a prophecy. The Lord is telling us he is the one that's in charge. He says, your tackle is loose. They shall could not strengthen their mass. They could not spread the sail. Then the prey of great plunder is divided. The lame take the prey. And the inhabitants will not say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity. Folks can be forgiven. But if we walking in hypocrisy, we will have to be accountable for souls that we cause not to be saved. The Lord God is watching everything we do. And he is writing it down. It's in the book. It's in your book. That book that is being written every day with your name on it. Chapter 34 of Isaiah. And we'll come back to all the Isaiah life lessons after. We'll go back to chapter 33 and get the life lessons from there. And it says, come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. This is for all of us, all of the world, for my brothers and sisters who listen in from Canada, thank you. For those that listen in from Japan, thank you. I even see those that listen in from China, I thank you. And I thank all of you who listen in from the Caribbean, thank you. And all my brothers and sisters on Facebook and YouTube, I appreciate you. I appreciate those that listen in on Twitter, I thank you. God is speaking to all of us from all over this planet. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. For the indignation of the Lord is against all nations, and his fury against all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them, giving them over to slaughter. Excuse me, y'all. Death. Sorry. Also, their slain shall be thrown out. Their stench shall rise from their corpses. And the mountains shall be melted with their blood. All the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved. And the heavens will be rolled up like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falls from the vine, and as fruit falling from a fig tree. For my sword shall be based in heaven. It shall come down on Edom and on the people of my curse for judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made overflowing with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams, for the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah. And we know in Bozrah, today's Bozrah, they have nothing but problems. And a great slaughter in the land of Edom, the wild oxen shall come down with them, and the young bulls with the mighty bulls. Their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust saturated with fatness. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of recompense for the cause of Zion. Its streams shall be turned into pitch, and its dust into brimstone. Its land shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night or day. Its smoke shall ascend forever from generation to generation. It shall lie waste. No one shall pass through it forever and ever, but the pelican and the porcupine shall possess it. Also the owl and the raven shall dwell in it, and he shall stretch out over it the line of confusion and the stones of emptiness. They shall call it nobles to the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all its princes shall be nothing. And the thorn shall come up in its palaces, needles and brambles in its fortresses. It shall be a habitation of jackals, a courtyard for ostriches. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the jackals, and the wild goat shall belt it to its companions. And also the night creature shall rest there and find for itself a place of rest. There the arrow snake shall make her nest and lay eggs, and hatch and gather them under her shadow. There also shall the hawks be gathered, every one with her mate. Search from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. Not one shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. He has cast a lot for them, and his hand has divided it among them with a measuring line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation, they shall dwell in it. Death on it. How many times have archaeologists gone into different places and underneath the sediment are cities? In the oceans, they find cities, complete cities, bottom of the ocean, with statues, with buildings, with everything in it, whole cities at the bottom of the ocean, whole cities in desert places that used to have water. We better understand the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. And it says in Isaiah 33:2, be their arm every morning. When you first get out of bed in the morning, where do your thoughts run? Not everyone does devotion in the morning, but every one of us can and should begin our day with a grateful acknowledgement of God's presence. Every morning, I tell God, Lord God, I'm thankful I'm grateful and I'm blessed. I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm blessed. I'm thankful, I'm grateful, God, and I'm blessed to be your child. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for giving me breath in my body. Thank you for giving me eyes to see and ears to hear. Thank you. We've got to wake up every day and tell God, thank you. Because somebody that you may know did not wake up this morning. Somebody may be going through and they just need you to pray for them. Somebody may need this word from God. I get up and give a word because that is my assignment. And it says in Isaiah 33:22, the Lord is our, he will save us. That's our title for this morning. God is our judge. He will give us what we desire, what we deserve. God will give us what we deserve. If you deserve grace, you got it. If you deserve a faith, I did not do this. I thought that man would. No, I didn't, but I did get the best I had in my life that I had never forgotten. You came to see it. So by the house is one of the way down my dad just looked, he didn't say nothing, he's sitting on the porch, he waved at, and I'm saying it's getting dark. We go back to the church for the reception. And I know it was getting late, so I could have asked for a ride home. But I didn't live right around the corner and down the street. And so I walked home, walked through, because there's a part, it was our pastor's house, and some of my father, my mother's friends that they played bridge with their house. So between the two houses, I could walk through, and my dad could see me from the front porch, because there was a parking lot at the funeral home. So I walked through the two houses, walked across the alley, came across the parking lot, you know, don't. Didn't say nothing. Walked in the house. My mom gave me a look. My godmother, she gave me a look. Said, what'd I tell you? I said, you said to be home before the street lights come on and before it gets real dark. He said, what does it look like now? I said, the street light's on. He said, did you get home before the street light came on? I said, no, sir. And he said, okay. And the next thing I know, he said, I'm about to spank you. And I got a spanking. And I got tore up because I was only like 10 years old, something like that. He told my little behind up. I tell you one thing. That was the last time I called myself trying to come home before them street lights came on. From that point on, when that street light was coming, me and that bicycle, we was moving because I was on that porch sitting in the glider. When the light came on and he looked out that door, I was where I was supposed to be. I never once again disobeyed my dad because he didn't spank me. He was the one that helped me with my math because he couldn't do math in his head. You know, he was the one that helped me with my homework and made me breakfast every morning. At 6 a.m., he had me breakfast on the table before I caught the bus to go to school. I didn't want to disappoint my dad. He was the one that walked me down the aisle when I got married. You know, and it's like, no, can't disappoint me. But after that spanking, that was enough. And so I understand when God beats our behind because he wants to get our attention. that we don't do whatever it was we did again. And this is what it says in 2 Corinthians verse 5, chapter 5, verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Come on now. He is our lawgiver. He instructs us how to live, and he is our king. He rules over all. How amazing that he is also our Savior. And as we go to Isaiah chapter 34, verse 4, all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll. The heavens will be rolled up like a scroll. That's what the word of God says. And it goes on to say, Peter saw this same staggering event and asked, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? And then when we go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11, what does it say? It says, it says, love one another. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. That's it. We got to love one another. That's actually from John. I was in Peter and lost my spot. But that was obviously what God needed somebody to hear. We got to love one another. And when we go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11, it says, since everything will be destroyed in this way. And let's go back to verse 10. It says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Come on now. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives. And when we go and keep them in context, in verse 12, as you look forward to the day of God and see it coming, it's coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of the righteousness. Trying to rush God, better stop. Because God is letting us know in his word, you don't want to be rushing me. What did he say? But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Back up. Quit trying to rush Jesus. Come and quit trying to rush God. God ain't playing. The whole world will get destroyed. Folks talking about nuclear war, they don't understand. It's in Revelation where you melt. The fire will melt the body. We better stop playing with God and understand that. Then all of this word for us to read and to, as they say, taste and see. We got to taste it. We got to read it. We got to digest it. And as we go into our psalm this morning, the 109th psalm, verses 1 through 5, it says, do not keep silent. This is the psalm of David. O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers. But I give myself to prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. How many of you have done something for somebody and all they could do was look at you crazy like you did something wrong? And you thinking, wait a minute, I haven't been anything but good and kind to you. How many times have folks come into a church because they got, you know, they correctively criticized by the pastor or by someone in authority, and they going to get mad because they know what was said to them was the truth, but they didn't want to hear. And then the next thing is, well, you know, that church, they just so messy. I can't stand that pastor. He's going to tell me this, that, and the other. I don't have time for all of that. I didn't come for him to try to tell me what to do. But you forgot to tell him that you were trying to be the head usher in a skirt up to your behind, and the pastor had to tell you, baby, you need to bring that skirt down. You are ushering in the people of God. And then you go to the next church, and it may be a female pastor who tells you, baby, you need to tone down that makeup. You know, you're wanting to usher, but understand you're ushering in. Oh, they messy too. Everybody's messy but you. We got to understand. When folks church hop here, there, and everything, if they not called to be an evangelist, they church hopping. Evangelists have been called church hoppers. But I tell you this, evangelists go where God sends them. That's a different thing because they go on assignment. Once their assignment is over, they go somewhere else because that's their assignment. And that's when you know a true evangelist because they're going to be all over the place. And they always have an assignment and a word that they have to give. And once their assignment is up, God sends them to the next assignment. But most have a home church, but their pastor knows who they are, and the pastor will allow them to go. That's what God is calling us to evangelize in this season. We got work to do. In Proverbs 25:25, it says, as cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man who falters before the wicked is like a murky spring and a polluted well. In the Psalm 109:4, it says, return for my love. They are my accusers, but I give myself to prayer. When someone betrays us or turns against us, God instructs us not to seek revenge. Can I say that again? When someone betrays us or turns against us, God instructs us not to seek revenge, but to seek his face in prayer. He knows how to best deal with the situation, and we need to hear from him. And I'm not sure if Mother Valerie is wanting to speak this morning. If she is, I just need her to push the number 1 on her phone, and I will turn her over, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, to her. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning, Mother Valerie. How are you this morning?
God is good. He's good all the time. God
Amen.
Is just a good God. I was hoping that, you know, God knows the heart. I said, I hope Pastor knows that I'm on. And she said, you know, God is just good. I said, now, I don't know how to let her know that I'm listening. And you said, well, I don't know if she's on, but just push number 1. God is good. He knew that I was on. I overslept a little bit, but then I was on. And the title, the Lord
Amen.
Is our King. He will save us. God is your
yeah.
King. He will save you if you allow him to save you. If you want to be saved, God will save
Amen.
You. But you have to want to be saved. You have to want God. He's not going to force himself on you. He will give us what we deserve. He's our lawgiver. He instructs us how to live. God tells you in the word what to do. And like she was saying, sometimes you give love to people and they give evilness to you. And we don't know why. But God has always told us, turn the other cheek. He said, turn the other cheek. And I know, you know, that's hard to do. It's hard when somebody is doing something to you, slap you, and you're supposed to turn the other cheek. But that's God's word. He wants you to turn the other cheek and let him handle your problem. And God will do
mm-hmm.
that. God will handle the problem for you if you walk away.
Whew.
And saints, I know that's not easy to do. It's not. But, you know, God really is, God is so awesome. I said, how can I text her or let her know that I'm on, that I'm listening, that I did oversleep a little bit and just rushed on in here so I could hear the word of God? And then she just said, well, if mother is on, punch 1. I said, God, I want to talk. I want to let her know that I'm here, that I love you. God just knows the heart. He knows everything. It's amazing to me. Even the littlest thing God knows. Like if I lose the back of my earring, I ask God, God, I would like to find that. Help me with it. And he does. Like my lights were tearing off when I first come back from California. I said, God, how do I get my lights turned back on? He told me exactly what to do. And within hours, my lights were turned back on. Didn't pay the bill because I wasn't here. God, if we talk to God about, my heart is just overflowing. If you talk to God about anything and everything, any and everything, he will listen. He will give you an answer. A lot of times people say God is slow. God's not slow. He do things in due season. He's not slow. It's just that we're the microwave generation. We want things done right then, right there, microwave. Let's get it done. But God is not slow. He does things when it's supposed to be done. It'll happen when he wants it to happen. I'm in 2 Corinthians 12:1-21. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know. Whether out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. How he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast. Yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me, and lest I should be exalted about measure by the abundance of the revelation. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a measure of Satan to buffer me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in need, persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, when I am weak, then I am strong. I become a fool in boasting. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended by you. For in nothing was I behind the most eminent apostles. Though I'm nothing, truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it in which you were inferior to other churches, except that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Now for the 3rd time, I am ready to come to you. And I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours, but you. For the children are not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls through the more abundantly. I love you, the less I am loved. But be that as it may, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you by cunning. Did I take advantage of you by any of those whom I sent to you? I urged Titus and sent our brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps? Again, do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, beloved, for your edification. For I fear, at least when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish. Then there be contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbiting, whispering, conceit, turmoil, sleeps. When I come again, my God will humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, lewdness, which they have practiced. God is a good God. It says answers to life questions. What value could this possibly be in weakness? None of us can escape the pressures of life. Most of us know what it feels like to be disappointed. We know the painfulness of embarrassment, sting of rejection, the sorrow of failure. There always come a time when the lids come boiling off the pots and pans and crushed to the floor. What pots are boiling out of control in your life? Is there a financial need? Maybe you face a relationship crisis and utterly praying for God's wisdom. Regardless of your situation, you can trust this principle. Whatever brings you to your knees in weakness carries the greatest potential for your personal success and spiritual victory. Even though Paul could have listed many personal accomplishments, he chose to tell his audience what he saw as the key to experience a victorious life. Accepting his weakness so that the strength of Christ might live fully in him, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. We do not know the trial that Paul faced. He called it a thorn in the flesh. In Greek, the word thorn means a stake used for torturing or impaling someone. No gentle affliction. He writes that it buffeted him, indicating that the trial was either ongoing or recurring. When Paul felt he could no longer withstand the blows, God reassured him that his grace, was sufficient for anything he faced. That withstands the stress and blows of this life comes from only one source, the internal indwelling presence of God. What the world views as strong is really nothing more than weakness upon wraps. When we accept our weakness and face the fact that we cannot handle life on our own, God goes to work. He sends encouragement and a sense of creativity, helping us to try a new adventure that leads to hope and fresh beginning. Are you weary from trying? Has exhaustion left its mark? Are you afraid others will see your weakness and laugh? Could a thorn in your life expose your deepest spirit? Let it go. Release your fears to Jesus who loves you. Let him strengthen you. Nothing compares to the freedom that waits for you within his loving arms. Nothing will ever bring more completion to your heart and soul than knowing the unconditional love of God is yours today, if you choose it. You have to choose the unconditional love of God. 2 Corinthians 12:14. I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours, but you. Paul lived the way he did as a reflection of how God worked in his own life. Paul didn't want the material resources of his friends. He wanted them. Just so God doesn't want our stuff, he wants us. God wants us. 2 Corinthians 12:21. I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented. If God's word condemns some practice, it's wrong. Regardless of how we may feel about it, it is a serious thing to sin against the Lord. Know it and not repent of it. Unrepentant sin always brings the discipline of God. Okay, that's just like when you know that you know. Pastor Jesse have us to pray, God, forgive us for sin knowingly and unknowingly. A lot of times you don't know that you have offended somebody. You don't know that you have done wrong. So ask God to forgive you, repent in your heart. If the Holy Ghost touches your heart and say that you've done something wrong, you don't want to stand against God. You don't want to go to bed knowingly. Know that you have done something wrong. You can't even go to bed knowing that you have hurt somebody's feelings. God said, don't do this. Don't do that. We have to listen to God, and God will talk to you. people, you know, people that are not saved, they don't understand. They really don't understand how God talks to people, but he speaks to us day by day, all the time. Oh, God is such a good God. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Bridget, but I feel just, I feel full. Like Pastor says sometimes, I'm so full. God is so good. In Jesus' name,
amen.
If he can condemn you, confess. Confess.
Praise the Lord.
I
love this. But it's, when you read verse number 9, he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmity that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Hallelujah. We got to understand who is our strength. And it is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He died for us, and he rose again. And he sits at the Father's right for us. And the word from my sister in Christ this morning, on point, on time, prayer, come on now, is the key and always will be. Can I say it again? Prayer is the key and always will be. You do what you can, and God will do what you can. Have a triumphant Thursday, everybody. Hallelujah. Prayer is the key. We got to keep praying. We got to keep lifting. We got to keep believing that all things are working for our good. We got to have that Romans 28 in our spirit at all times. Give the situation to God and watch him work. And remember, the Lord is our King. He will save us. Hallelujah. Mother, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you all for joining us as we pray our prayer. Mother will pray us out. And again, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' holy and precious name, we pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, knowing that you are covered. From the crowns of your heads to the soles of your feet, by the grace of God. Mother, pray us out.
Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, my heart is just full. I want to thank and praise you for who you are, for this is a glorious day. I want to thank and praise you for Pastor Bridget, Pastor Jesse. I want to thank and praise you for the Table of Life Ministry. Lord, the briefing that we had last night, it was just glorious. God was there. Everybody aired out their feelings. Nobody was hurt. People said things that were true, that was really on their heart, and we all loved on each other. It was unity. It was real unity. And God, I thank you for the birds. I thank you for the rain. Lord, I feel you. I feel the presence of the Most High God. Let Pastor Bridget not work too hard as she travels. Keep her safe. And keep your people safe, and the people that are coming to you, God, let them come. And we give you praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for who you are in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Mother, guess what? It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
why? Because we're always praying for all of you. Thank you so much. It's a wrap because I got to go to work. Love you all. Be blessed and have a wonderful, blessed day. Mother, I'm so happy to hear your voice. God bless you. God keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you more than all you could ever ask for. Grace. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Have a blessed day, family. It's a wrap.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. It is a wrap.